I'm sorry, Ronnie said. Whatever's got your panties in a bunch, I'm sorry. I'm sorry as hell, sorry as shit. I'm so sorry my ass hurts, okay? Deary took a step back. I had been able to feel the adrenaline. I suspected Deary could feel the waves of dislike rolling in his direction just as clearly. Even Ashley Rice, who looked like a roly-poly bear in a kid's cartoon, was looking at Deary in a flat-eyed, unfriendly way. It was a case of what the poet Gary Snyder might have called bad karma baseball. Deary was the proctor. Strike one. He tried to run our floor as though it were an adjunct to his beloved ROTC program. Strike two. And he was a jerkwad sophomore at a time when sophomores still believed that harassing freshmen was part of their bounden duty. Strike three, Deary. You're out. Spread the word that I'm not going to put up with a lot of high school crap on my floor, Deary said. His floor, if you could dig it. He stood ramrod straight in his U of M sweatshirt and khaki pants. Pressed khaki pants, although it was Saturday. This is not high school, gentlemen. This is Chamberlain Hall at the University of Maine. Your bra-snapping days are over. The time has come for you to behave like college men. I guess there was a reason I was voted class clown in the 66 Gates Falls yearbook. I clicked my heels together and snapped off a pretty fair British-style salute, the kind with the palm turned mostly outward. "Yes, sir," I cried. There was nervous laughter from the gallery, a dirty guffaw from Ronnie, a grin from Skip. Skip gave Deary a shrug, eyebrows lifted, hands up to the sky. "See what you get?" it said. "Act like an asshole, and that's how people treat you." Perfect eloquence is, I think, almost always mute. Deary looked at Skip, also mute. Then he looked at me. His face was expressionless, almost dead, but I wished I had for once foregone the smart-ass impulse. The trouble is, for the born smart-ass, the impulse has 9 times out of 10 been acted upon before the brain can even engage first gear. I bet that in days of old, when knights were bold, more than one court jester was hung upside down by his balls. You don't read about it in the Mordarthur, but I think it must be true. Laugh this one off, you motley motherfucker. In any case, I knew I had just made an enemy. Deary spun in a nearly perfect about face and went marching out of the lounge. Ronnie's mouth drew down in a grimace that made his ugly face even uglier, the leer of the villain in a stage melodrama. He made a jacking-off gesture at Deary's stiff retreating back. Hugh Brennan giggled a little, but no one really laughed. Stoke Jones had disappeared, apparently disgusted with a lot of us.